I'm Tim Burke for the Big Rapids Radio Network. Here's the news for Monday evening, May 1st, 2017. A suspect in a break-in in Big Rapids is still at large. Steve Gove has the details.
Police in Big Rapids are searching for a person they say broke into a business and caused $3,000 worth in damage. Authorities believe the incident occurred late last week. Police say a number of windows at the business on South Warren Avenue were damaged along with other items that were moved from their original place. During its investigation, police found blood on the floor and believe that the suspect may have cut themselves while trying to gain entry. Anyone with any information about this incident should contact DPS at 231-527-0005. From the News Update Desk, I'm Steve Gove reporting.
Rallies are planned across Lower Michigan today as part of a nationwide May Day movement. Immigration rights supporters will gather this afternoon in Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, and Detroit to talk about immigration. Organizers from the group Michigan United are asking people to stay away from stores, work, and school to make sure they learn more about immigration and related issues. A protest is planned at the state capitol this afternoon. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce and the state's tourism industry are objecting to a proposal in Lansing to open Michigan schools before Labor Day. But State Representative Andy Shore says many students are already at school before the holiday anyway.
I believe that if you give the Thursday and Friday off before Labor Day and you preserve the five-day weekend, and at the same time you allow the schools to open earlier when football players are there, when band is there, so we should let them educate earlier but still hold open a five-day Labor Day holiday for tourism.
However, Shore admits the proposal will probably not pass. Area residents need to keep an eye on rivers and streams for a while longer yet. More from Steve Gove.
A river flood advisory continues for the Little Muskegon River near Morley in Mecosta County until Thursday at 2 a.m. Weather officials say that it's possible for the river to rise to nearly 4.1 feet early Tuesday morning. From the News Update Desk, I'm Steve Gove reporting.
Marijuana legalization advocates are rallying in Lansing today as part of an effort to get the legalization question before voters in 2018. However, the Michigan Prosecuting Attorneys Association says it's a bad idea. Association President Mark Green says there are consequences from legalizing pot, citing problems with public safety in the eight states that have already legalized recreational marijuana. The Michigan-based group My Legalize is working with the National Coalition to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol to draft new petition language for 2018. President Trump has now passed 100 days in office, which he describes as a time of profound change, but environmental groups argue the change has been profoundly negative. Natural Resources Defense Council President Rhea Sue says since taking office, the president has targeted clean water protections, fuel economy standards, and safeguards against dangerous climate pollutants.
The first 100 days are fairly dizzying in terms of the level, the breadth, and the depth of the environmental attacks that they've unleashed. Things like the purity of the water we drink, the cleanliness of the air we breathe, and sanctity of the places that we recreate.
Trump has touted his environmental policies as needed to spur economic growth. A recent poll says 61% of voters disapprove of Trump's handling of the environment, more than twice as many as voters who approve. A hotline set up by the Trump administration to report crimes committed by undocumented immigrants may be backfiring. Run by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement, or VOICE office, began collecting stories on crimes by what the ICE website calls criminal aliens last week. Alexander McCoy, a retired Marine with Common Defense, objects to the hotline, pointing out that it does not even offer victims a way to report crimes for investigation or prosecution.
This is only a way for them to collect anecdotes for this office to produce reports demonizing the immigrant community, spreading division, spreading fear, spreading hate, and playing racist stereotypes.
An ICE spokesperson says lines were tied up by hoax callers and said of hoaxers that there were more constructive ways to make one's opinion heard. A month-long celebration of wine is being kicked off in Michigan as May is Michigan Wine Month. Jay Briggs with 45 North Vineyard and Winery describes what makes a good wine a good wine.
I think attention to detail, both in the vineyard and the winery, that's the paramount, is detail, 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 and focus on quality.
The state's Grape and Wine Industry Council says a majority of Michigan's 125 wineries expand their hours to accommodate increased tourism. A spokesperson for Cedar Point Amusement Park says they are stepping up security this season. Michiganders making the trip to the roller coaster capital of the world can expect longer lines because of new metal detectors. The parent company of the park is adding the new security measures at all of its parks. The park will open next Saturday with a newly expanded water park called Cedar Point Shores. Gas prices have been dropping in Michigan over the past week. AAA Michigan says prices fell 10 cents to a statewide average of about $2.42 a gallon. That's about 11 cents more than at this time last year. Prices around Big Rapids are averaging $2.45. That's the news for Monday evening, May 1st, 2017. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke.